Danny. Pregnant? I lift my head and stare into the eyes of Dr. Ryan. Pregnant with twins. Not one, but two babies.
Yes, dear. Your urine test came back positive, and then we did the ultrasound, which puts you at about 7 weeks along with twins. Dr. Ryan grabbed my hand. You can do this, Danny. You're going to be fine. The babies look healthy, and I will get you started on some prenatal vitamins. If you start cramping or not feeling right, you can call the office or you go straight to the emergency room. But at this moment, everything and everyone is doing great.
I give Dr. Ryan a hug and take the ultrasound photos with me as I leave his office. Pregnant, and not at all the flu I thought I had been suffering for the last week. God, what is Riker going to say about this? Definitely unexpected. Hopefully I will be able to get in touch with him. He hasn't answered his phone or responded to my text in the last week. At first, I thought I had done something wrong. But that's impossible because the last time I saw him, we were laying in bed talking about our future plans. Getting in my car, I call Riker again, except this time, instead of going to voicemail, I receive the disturbing, "This number has been disconnected" message. What the fuck is going on with Riker? So, what else is there to do than to drive to Riker's house? When I arrive at the two-story Wright Rancher, I get out of the car and start walking to the front door. I'm getting ready to knock when the front door swings open and a bottled blonde with her face caked with makeup, Riker's ex, is standing there grinning. What does she have to grin about? Is Riker here, Sammy? No response, just a bigger smile. Oh my God, I am not in the mood for this shit. I would much rather have her lips kiss my fist, hard. Is he here or not? Danny, well, isn't this a surprise? Now, she is rubbing her chin with her left hand that happens to have a shiny diamond ring on her finger. Who is stupid enough to marry this bitch? Riker isn't here. Actually, he left last week for boot camp. What the fuck is she talking about? Riker never said anything about joining the military. He was going to continue working at the seed plant, and we were going to save up for a place of our own. Okay, well, our door's in Todd home. I say as calmly as I can, since my tolerance with the skank is limited. Yeah, let me go get them for you. Sammy responds in a saccharine sweet tone. This just seems to be getting stranger. Doris and Todd come to the front door, all but blocking it like they think I'm going to barge in. Doris looks pissed, and Todd just looks bored. These two have never treated me like this. They are always smiles and jokes, but apparently not today. Hey, Doris, Todd, can you tell me how to get in touch with Riker, and when did he decide to join the military?
We are not giving you anything, Danny.
Doris replies with a huff.
It would be best if you just leave him alone. He doesn't need the stress of dealing with a whore on top of getting ready to start his own family.
Now, I'm pissed. How am I a whore when the only person I have ever slept with is their son? And Riker knows that. If anyone is a whore, it is Sammy, who spreads her legs for anyone when she was in a relationship with Riker. And that is why he ended it with her in the spring. I'm sorry you feel that way, Doris. I would have never expected to be treated this way by you all, especially when I have done nothing wrong. Please explain how I am the whore and the tramp that is in your house isn't. Doris's eyes bug out, and if anything, she seems to get even more pissed off. We live in a small town, Danny. I can't go to the grocery store without hearing about how you are prancing around with the Langston boy or the Jones boy down the street. I hear everything, but thankfully Riker has cut ties with you and is marrying the woman who was having his child. Sammy is going to be having my grandchild, and I will not put up with you calling her names. All you are doing is disrespecting my family. It is time for you to leave, and don't come back trying to get to Riker or Sammy. Before I can open my mouth, the door is slammed in my face.